Heydrich's claim is supported by Farrell, who wrote, "I have argued that most likely all of it, extra uranium and even atom bombs, came from Nazi Germany, courtesy of Nazi Party Reichsleiter Bormann and SS Obergruppenführer Hans Kammler." But Farrell had an even more horrifying thought about why the Nazis did not drop an atomic bomb. Considering Nazi research into quantum physics and energy manipulation, Farrell speculated that their atomic bombs were being developed as detonators for something far more destructive. Since only a few scattered plans to Nazi super science were recovered after the war, the question arises, what became of their advanced technology? There has never been a public answer. However, the answer to this question may be found by studying the man in charge of Germany's high-tech weapons program, Dr. Engineer Hans Kammler. Kammler, whose name has been largely lost to history, may have played a large role in developing and hiding away the technology secrets of Hitler's Third Reich. Kammler did not have higher purposes in mind when he set out to develop rockets and energy manipulation. He was searching for new weapons. Born in 1901, Kammler completed engineering studies at a technical university and began working for the German Air Ministry. After joining the Nazi SS, he managed finances and construction for the SS until 1942, when he became chief of Group C under the Wirtschafts- und Verwaltungshauptamt, or the Economic and Administrative Central Office, WVHA, of the SS, one of five key branches of the Black Shirts. This branch controlled all economic enterprises, as well as all concentration and extermination camps. Beginning in 1943, Kammler took control of all special tasks, which included Kammler Special Construction, the creation of secret underground facilities, as well as exotic weapons programs. His office title was SS Obergruppenführer, or Lieutenant General, and he had worked his way up to command the Third Reich's most precious wartime secrets. In mid-1943, SS Chief Heinrich Himmler sent a letter to Armaments Minister Speer. "With this letter, I inform you that I, as SS Reichsführer, do hereby take charge of the manufacture of the A4 instrument," it read. The A4 rocket was later designated by Hitler as the V2. Himmler then placed Kammler in charge of the project, one of Germany's most secret high-tech weapons systems.